True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Here's an update on the latest from Apple. If you are just joining us, some news about 1 hour and 20 minutes ago that Apple will hire 20,000 new workers and produce AI servers in the United States. The company planning to spend $500 billion domestically over the next 4 years, including work on a new server manufacturing facility in Houston and additional spending with its existing suppliers. What does this mean relative to what we've already heard over the last several years from Apple? Mark Gurman, our star reporter here at Bloomberg, saying that Apple is going from investing $86 billion a year to $125 in the US, and from hiring 4,000 R&D employees a year to 5,000 based on its prior 5-year commitments compared to the new 4-year commitment announced this morning.
Seems weird to be starting the show about Canada here when we're trying to make America great again, but we are in the midst of an economic realignment. I'm going to make that case here in just a second. Welcome to Wiggins America. This is really, really interesting stuff. And it's weird because it's kind of headline stuff, but we really only hear the salacious headline of Governor Trudeau and 51st state. But I'm here to tell you right now, that is an actual possibility. Here's the thing. When you hear me say that, you're probably going, no, it's not. Well, you're also right, because there's zero political will to make this happen. Nobody in Canada wants to become the 51st state of the United States. They have zero motivation to do that right now. But that motivation may change. Even though they don't want to, they might be forced to. Now, 51st state, that's the salacious part. They're not going to become a state. There's too much to go through to make all of Canada a state, or even multiple states for that matter. They might, though, change their status with us to some sort of territory. I could really see that happening. Now, if you're again going, this is not realistic, Ryan, listen to the actual economics of what's going on in that country. Trump is single-handedly changing the economy of the entire world, not just the United States. And he's doing so through tariffs. There's a bigger picture play that's going on here that you're going to see continue for the next 4 years. Trump is trying to remake the way the American economy works, and he's doing it through tariffs. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it. But that's what he's doing, and it's what he's going to do. So there's this big overarching theme to when he does this stuff. Remember, yes, it's to get an action from another country. It's to make Canada pay attention more to fentanyl. And they are doing that. It's to make Mexico block their own southern borders from caravan migrants. It's to get them more involved in protecting their northern border with us. All of these things are true. But ultimately, it's to change the economy. It's to fully change the way we have an economy. I said this last week. And that's important because you're going to see these decisions play out, and you have to keep that in mind. He's trying to move us from an income tax base to a tariff base. And he thinks that the goal of that is not just to get rid of income tax. It's that you could actually subsidize the entire government with no income tax just from tariffs. Because not only will you make money on tariffs, but you will also move so much business here, like the Apple thing that I played just a second ago. Apple was going to put a plant. They were going to expand into Mexico because of USMCA. They thought that would avoid it, but Trump's tariffs are kicking in. So they're moving a $500 billion investment into America instead of Mexico. That's the point of these tariffs. That's a lot of money. There's a lot of that that's going to be happening. This is the first month that this is going on. So keep that in mind as we talk about these things. Now, back to Canada. The Trump tariffs are really just accelerating an already existing problem for Canada. What do I mean? Well, Canada hasn't exactly been business friendly for a long time. Here's a little report on it.
From 2001 up until 2014, Canada took in tens of billions of more foreign investments from the United States than vice versa. Meaning that businesses, large and small, from Walmart to your local carpenter, were much more likely to move to Canada and grow the economy than it was for a business to leave Canada for the United States. However, this changed in 2015, and coincidentally or not, lined up with the current Liberal government getting into power.
All right, so you heard that. That was what was going on up until 2015 when Justin Trudeau became the Prime Minister of Canada. What happened after 2015? Well, he created a much less business-friendly environment. They already had a high tax burden, but he made it worse.
Regardless, quickly over the next decade, Canadian businesses, investors, entrepreneurs, and professionals started taking their money out of Canada and moving it to the United States. And, well, where is that number now? Well, I am hoping that you are sitting down because this number was so shocking that it inspired me to make this video. By 2022, $1 trillion in book value had left Canada for the United States, and a net value of $460 billion left for the United States.
Okay, let's pause there. I know this audio is not that great, but it's really good information. What happened in 2015? Trudeau took over. What happened in 2016? Trump took over 2017, technically. So you saw an acceleration where businesses and money started moving investment money out of Canada slowly in 2015 and 16. In 2017, it really starts to accelerate because people who are business owners look at the United States under Trump and Canada under Trudeau, and they go, this is a no-brainer. So you're talking about billions and billions of dollars. And keep in mind, the economy of Canada isn't really that big. I mean, it's just not that big. It's not a super, super populated country, especially compared to us. And our economy is massive. So people looked at the business-friendly climate here versus the business-unfriendly climate there. And it was mass migration of money into the United States during Trump's first term. Well, then pause because this video actually stops. The information stops in 2022, and then we'll pick back up from there. But what happened in 2020? COVID. So even as Trump would have been leaving office and Biden coming in, and maybe the business climate would have changed a little bit and people not looked at it as such a difference between U.S. and Canada, because of the way we handled COVID, and the way Canada handled COVID. I mean, Canada was canceling companies. They were shutting down shipping. They were doing not just for the sake of their people, not like, oh, let's try to limit the exposure to COVID. They were shutting down people because of vaccines. They were shutting down protesters who dared speak out. Remember the giant truck protest in Canada? I mean, this was incredibly disruptive to business and to confidence in business in Canada. And that was going on even during the Biden years that weren't real conducive for massive growth of business in the United States either.
That is $11,500 per person in Canada in net investment leaving Canada for the U.S. And that number for 2023 or even this year is potentially going to reach $500 billion in net outflow of investments from Canada to the U.S. That's about $12,500 per person.
So Canada, which is heavily subsidized by its government, if you live in Canada, yes, you pay a lot higher taxes, but the reason they say, well, it's okay, is because they get services for those taxes. But it's heavily subsidized by businesses who are willing to move to, even though, the tax burden's really bad, but it's a stable place. Well, it's no longer a stable place because they've persecuted business.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Is so badly there that all the money's moving out. And that sounds like a whole bunch of different convoluted points together. I understand that. This is kind of deep stuff. The big takeaway is that investors are leaving Canada at a rapid pace and have been for about 10 years now. So this was going to hit the fan anyway. But now with the tariffs, Trump is really just accelerating what was already happening. Here is a spokesperson from the Bank of Canada this week.
Unlike the pandemic, if tariffs persist, there will be no economic bounce back. Long-lasting tariffs mean lower potential output because our economy works less efficiently.
So when Trump says that we're being taken advantage of, it's because other countries like Canada will put huge tariffs on certain American products, sometimes all, but definitely some in the case of Canada. They will put tariffs on a lot of our dairy and farm and egg product, you know, like a lot of that kind of stuff. And a lot of that comes from Wisconsin and the northern states. Well, it's similar economies, of course, we have more people, but you're able to do that kind of farming in parts of Canada as you can in Northern America. So they put tariffs on that stuff so that we can't do it cheaper than them. And Trump's saying, you're ripping us off. There's a case to be made there. They're just trying to protect themselves. So you don't blame Canada for doing that. But Trump is saying, you can't do that to us anymore. And because you can't do that to us anymore, I can see the writing on the wall ahead of time and say, you should just become a state, because I know that when I do this to you, you're going to have a terrible time and you're going to basically be on the verge of collapse. He saw all this ahead of time. So he said that to them, and they've been bristling at the idea, as they should. We were not going to do that. But he's telling them ahead, look, this is going to be a major problem for you. Let's go ahead and come to an agreement. And the 51st state thing again, politically, I don't know that that'll actually happen. But the agreement between the United States and Canada, you know, could they become a territory? Yeah, I think that's actually pretty possible. And that's coming soon, because this is 10 years in and they're about to reap the climate of a bad business environment that they've been creating for a very long time. Anyway, that's how we open the show this week on Wiggins America, because I know you like the deep dives. I know you like to see what's really going on, look, peek behind the curtain a little bit, and that is my job. I have a little bit more time to research these things because this is what I do. Thanks for tuning in. We got more to come, so stick around.
Your cool friend listens to it. Wiggins America.
And now, an excerpt from The Grocery List, a book by Ryan Wiggins.
As far as nicknames go, the worst thing that could have happened to Lydia was when she got the clap.
The Grocery List, food for thought. By Ryan Wiggins. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, depending on who you're listening to or reading, you have a very different view of how the rest of the world, you know how you're viewing it. How is the rest of the country viewing what's happening in the country right now? How are they viewing the Trump administration, the cuts, the different programs that he's EO'd into existence, like girls only in girls sports and stuff like that? Depending on who you're listening to, you can really sit in the echo chamber if you want to. In fact, you could just listen to conservative media and think, oh, everything's going perfectly. But I can tell you the real numbers if you'd like. We like doing that, don't we? I like doing polling numbers a lot. I want to read this from Robert Reich. He is one of the worst economists, and just, I hesitate to say people, but he's so dishonest and spin, you know, he just constantly spins. And he's so far like commie left. But he is an economist, and he speaks to these things a lot, and he is a strong voice on the left. He says boycotts are taking hold, protests are on the rise, federal courts are hitting back. So far, those three things are true. Boycotts are existing now, because who was boycotting Trump before he was president? Protests are on the rise. Well, of course they are. There were no protests, and now there are some. federal courts are hitting back. That is factually true, whether you agree with it or not. The Trump-Musk-Vance regime's popularity is plunging. Now we're getting questionable. And Doge is losing credibility. GOP is now advising lawmakers to avoid holding in-person town halls. Keep up the fight. Well, you see a lot of reports that suggest, with really credible evidence, that these are paid operatives being sent to town halls. And so conservative who are legitimately trying to just go talk to constituents are like, look, this isn't even going to be worthwhile if they're sending in paid Democrats. And a lot of times to say, well, I was a Republican, but I hate what you're doing so much now. And they look into them. You're like, that person's not a Republican. That person's actually paid by the DNC or by Soros or whoever. So it's the one claim he makes there that I wanted to focus on, where he says that Trump, Musk, Vance regime's popularity is plunging and Doge is losing credibility. Well, of course, you can look up that topic and find something to support that if you really want. For instance, Fortune has said, well, Americans now view Elon Musk and Doge far less credibly or less positively than they used to. Well, that's because when it came out, nothing had happened. And now he's done things, but he's still in the positive if you're talking about Musk and you're talking about Doge. So if you want to say, well, his popularity is slipping. Well, technically that's true because when something starts, nobody knows what it is. Then when it does something, then people have an opinion on it. But here's the Fox News headline, if you want to go that direction, overwhelmingly popular. Elon Musk touts Americans' Doge support. Now, here's the facts. The latest Harvard-Harris poll did show that Doge is overwhelmingly popular, up to almost 80% approval, which seems dubiously high to me. But it also showed in that same poll that Americans overwhelmingly support basically all of this stuff. Boys and girls sports, for instance, is overwhelmingly unpopular no matter where you go. Even in a state like Maine, it's underwater, but overall in the country, it's at like 70% say that boys should not play in girls sports. That 30%, you got to wonder what they're thinking. Oh, how about deportations? 80% of Americans, according to this Harvard-Harris poll, again, this isn't like a right-leaning poll, say that they support deportations, and that may be of just criminals. It didn't quite say the depth of it. I'm sure it had a little bit more to it than just that. But I cite this one poll because it's very, very positive for Republicans. You can just look at polls that support your side if you want. The issue is that Harvard-Harris, again, is not a conservative poll. So if you really want the big picture, then you'd look at Trump job approval, because that's one that everybody's going to have an opinion on. Even if they don't know a lot about the other issues, they're probably having an opinion on how Trump is doing just because he's such a polarizing figure. Well, overall, this is, again, one where you can cherry pick polls that can really support your side. For instance, if you look at just CNN, you could say he's 8 points underwater, that America disapproves of him overwhelmingly. But you could also look right back at that Harvard-Harris poll or Trafalgar Insider Advantage and say, no, he's actually not negative 8, he's plus 9. That's how wide the variety is of polling, which shows that it's all over the place. The polling on this must be really terrible to have such a wide variety, or people are sandbagging it in one direction or another. So how do you avoid that? Well, thank you for asking, since I am the poll master here, or at least I like to say that I am. You look at the most accurate polls from the last several cycles. And if you just look at the most accurate polls, let's just say this. If you look at all polls, Real Clear Politics average of polls, he's still above 50%. He's plus 1.6, which is actually a little bit higher than even the number of people who voted for him in the election. But if you look at just the most accurate polls, really, Trafalgar is one of them. Emerson is one of them.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Economist YouGov's kind of in there, Rasmussen a little bit, Quinnipiac a little bit. If you look at, though, the most accurate pollers, the only one that of the most accurate that has him underwater is Gallup. And they actually quit doing pure presidential polling a few years ago. They will do approval polling like this. And they've got the president at -6. But every other major poll, if you just want to average those, they average out to about +4. So even including that one, you know, the average is still well above 50% for the president's job approval. So, everybody goes through a little honeymoon phase, and we may still be in that. But, man, that dude is busting down walls. Usually somebody who moves that fast, he's going to make people upset or uncomfortable quickly, and he's not. People are actually approving of overall what he's doing. And I'm trying to look at this objectively because I don't want to be in the echo chamber. I really don't. I just want to give accurate information. Right now, accurately speaking, he is more popular than even the number of people who voted for him in the November election. So that's pretty interesting, isn't it? You can still find anecdotal data if you want to. Do you know who... what's her name? Jessica Tarlov is from Fox News. She's like the Scott Jennings. So Scott Jennings is a Republican among all Democrats on CNN. Jessica Tarlov is a Democrat among mostly Republicans, or at least conservative-minded people on Fox News. So she's, of course, going to stick out like a sore thumb. But she tweeted, "I'm hearing a lot about the anti-GOP energy being fake. Boogeyman George Soros is even back. How do you explain results like this," that she's about to give, "where Democrats outrun Kamala Harris significantly? Seems like a bad idea going into special elections and the midterms telling people that losing is the only option when we're winning this big," or whatever she says here. She cites this special election that happened this week in Maine, House District 24, where the Democrat won 72% to 27%. Wow, that seems like a big victory. But if you look back at this district, that's always the way it is. He may have increased it by like 1 or 2 percentage points, maybe. Now people are looking at this and going, "Yeah, but he increased it over Kamala Harris like crazy." Well, that's because Kamala Harris was incredibly unpopular. But if you look at this district compared to itself, it's really about the same. And by the way, Jessica Tarlov, if you really want to look at special elections, check out this crazy one. Now, these are the ones that matter because you have a special election that's like a guaranteed slam dunk for Republicans or Democrats. It's just not going to show that much because the anti-energy or the pro-energy isn't going to be involved in that race because it's kind of a foregone conclusion. So you're not going to have like the groundswell. But if you look at a swing district like this one in Connecticut, of all places, this is Senate District 21. A Republican just won this district and has won this district before, but in a much more narrow fashion. Now Trump was barely ahead in this district in 2024. So Trump won this district by 0.5 percentage points. So you'd think, now this is kind of a test. Now, special elections are weird, but this would be at least a better test than the one that Jessica Tarlov was pointing out. If you're just trying to be honest, you look at a swing district like this and say, well, if there's a lot of anti-Trump energy out there, then, man, the Democrats are going to turn out for their side in a winnable election like this, right? Especially in Connecticut. But if the Trump plus 0.5 faction wasn't enough, Perillo, the Republican in this race, actually increased over Trump by 5 percentage points. That's a big push. So you know, special elections, again, these aren't huge numbers. It's like 10,000 people voting or 12,000 or something like that. So it's hard to gauge the entire nation based on such small things. But if you wanted to, I'm just saying, if you wanted to use a special election to say, look at the anti-Trump energy, that would be one to do it. And there wasn't any. In fact, it was the reverse. There's actually an increase in voters for the Republican there. But I just thought all those numbers just needed to be shared. They will change, but I thought it's a month in. Let's do a little update and show you where things are at. Stick around. We're going to talk about this budget and I think some other things regarding the faith. Yeah, that'll be next. I was going to get way into the budget that the House passed, Republicans in the House passed here, and talk about how awful it is. I know a lot of people are really rah-rah, even on the Republican side, that they passed that budget because it's like, oh, Trump's agenda. But it's terrible. It's taking us deeper into debt. They didn't even balance the budget. They're not going to get rid of the national debt, I understand. But they're not even balancing the current budget. They're taking us further into debt. Anyway, I'm not going to get too far into that here because the Senate, it seems like it's DOA there, so it's not even going to be what it is now. So it's not really helpful to analyze it when we don't even know what it's going to be. But it doesn't look very good. I am going to jump into this really quick though because it's so strange. Now this guy named Tom Bonnier, he's the CEO for the Terra Group, senior advisor for Target Smart, and so he's a major, major poller. NBC News throughout the 2020 election actually used Target Smart for all of their polling and all of their reporting on polling. So this is like a really important person in the sense that he shapes national, mega national narratives, or has anyway. And he is criticizing Trump's tariffs. That's totally fair. You can criticize Trump's tariffs if you want to. There's a plan there, and you can disagree with the plan. Totally fine. But we have to understand collectively what we're criticizing. Because it seems like we're saying two different things, the left and the right, or Trump and reporters for that matter. Here is the clip that Tom Bonnier is criticizing from Trump.
It's on tariffs. You just said we charge them. We charge them as we charge China. But the tariffs are paid eventually by American importers and consumers.
No, they're not. No, I think they're paid for by the country. But, you know, look, we can get into that. I put a lot of tariffs on in my first term, and we made tremendous amounts of progress because of those tariffs.
So Trump and the reporter there are actually saying two different things, where the reporter from The Independent says, hey, you know, the tariffs will eventually be paid by American consumers. And Trump says, I don't believe that's true. They'll be paid for by the exporting country. Both of those things could actually be true, that the exporting country pays the tariff, especially if it's a socialist country, because they'd have their hand in the business. But then the tax would eventually cause higher prices for an American who would then pay more for it. So both of those things can be true. But listen to this criticism. And I got into it with Tom Bonnier on Twitter, which is why I'm bringing it to you. Because I'm going, am I missing something here? Like, I think I know economics like a little bit, but I'm no genius. So I'm like, tell me if I'm missing something. But he says, based on that clip I just played you, how is this not front page breaking news in every media outlet? This man is threatening our economy, American businesses and consumers, all because, and here's the key point, all because he thinks that tariffs are paid for by the exporting country, not the importing country. And when I read it, I had to read it two or three times before I'm like, I don't think you understand what a tariff is. So while there are competing narratives, and one of them being that, no, this will eventually turn up in higher prices for American consumers, that's a real concern. What he's saying is the exporting country doesn't pay the tariff, the importing country does, which is not true. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because I feel like there's a lot of misinformation about this based on people not saying the words correctly, which matter. Because if you're not saying what it really means, you're saying things that will confuse people. Hopefully I'm not doing that. That's why I'm doing this right now. But I said to him then, on Twitter, the importing country doesn't pay the tariff. What are you talking about? Then some other rando Twitter guy chimes in and says, yes, they do. If you sold sneakers to import from China, you would pay the tariff on every shipment you receive. You then pass on the consumers via the price increase. So he's going back to saying you eventually pay that tariff. And I'm like, thanks for this extremely obvious apologistic answer. But my concern was with the original post from Tom Bonnier saying that he thinks tariffs are paid for by the exporting country, not the importer, and which is factually false. Tom Bonnier then gets involved finally in response to my query here. He says, what in the world are you talking about? If you are an importer and you import a good from a country where a tariff is in place, and the product's tariffs are in place, as an importer, you pay the tariff. That is just false. So I'm bringing this up because I just feel like there's a lot of misinformation on tariffs. And I pulled this and I actually posted this to Tom Bonnier. And I said, look, I'm not trying to be mean, man. I really am not. I'm not sure what you're saying, because your original post suggests that the importing country pays the tariff, which they do not. And then I pulled a screenshot from the internet, from BBC, that says the companies that bring the foreign goods into the country pay the tax to the government. That is what a tariff is. So this is unfolding drama. We'll see if this plays out. I just thought it was important to understand the nature of tariffs, considering my earlier break in this very show where I talked about how Trump's overall philosophy here is that he's actually going to tariff everybody. So we can view this as a change agent, but ultimately what he's doing is just absolutely tariffing everybody so that businesses will move here and the government makes money on businesses that don't move here from tariffs paid. That's why he created the External Revenue Service. Just thought that would be helpful. All right. Saving the best for last here. This person, Nicole Shanahan, has become a figure in politics. She didn't really have like a huge effect on the campaign, I don't think. But if you don't know who Nicole Shanahan is, she was RFK's running mate. So before RFK dropped out of the race, he was a presidential candidate, and he had picked Nicole Shanahan to be his vice presidential candidate. She wasn't somebody that I had really ever heard of, but I guess she was kind of involved in politics. My understanding is that she's actually very wealthy, so maybe that had something to do with it. But she's a Democrat, independent thinker, and I think that's why he picked her. Probably also because she's very wealthy. I mean, I don't know. She seemed to align with his values, though, for sure. And so throughout the campaign, it was interesting watching her because she, as a Democrat, was more involved in politics than she had ever been, of course, at this higher level and national presence. And she would put out statements that she was surprised by the way Democrats were treating her, because she was talking to, throughout the campaign, both Democrats and Republicans, because their whole thing was health, you know. And she said that Democrats just were rude and mean, and the Republicans weren't. They didn't always agree with everything, but they were at least reciprocal. They were open to having the conversations. And there was a lot more than just that. I'm giving you kind of the big overview. But anyway, she's kind of an interesting character in this whole 2024 election season. But she's dropped off the map a little bit because she's not, you know, RFK is going to be, well, he is the Health and Human Services Director now, but she's not really involved anymore. But she had this interesting thing happen in January. She says, it was a quiet January night, just a few days before the presidential inauguration. I was lying in bed in the middle of the night with my six-year-old, Echo, gently calming her after a night terror had awakened her. As she finally drifted back to sleep, I felt a heaviness settle over me, thick and suffocating like the air before a storm. It pressed against my chest, not like a weight, but like a presence, something unseen yet undeniable. At that moment, I could only think, and she's kind of, I get the sense she's like a little bit new agey, but she says, at that moment, I could only think to bow my head, close my eyes, and offer a silent prayer to God. So she goes into a little bit of her own personal history here, stuff that we didn't really know was going on. She says in September of 24, so not that long ago, our family suffered a heart-wrenching loss, one I'm not prepared to speak about in great detail yet, so don't know what that was. But she was going through a divorce also with Echo's dad, and I think she's got a new either husband or partner, I think husband at this point. But she was really concerned about this dark presence that she had felt while she was calming her daughter this one night just in January. And through her masseuse, like I said, she's very wealthy, through her masseuse, who she says is a Mayan Mexican immigrant, I got to know this guy after her divorce from Echo's dad. The guy's name is Ade, a kind, quiet Christian who would be praying over me while he would do the massage. And so she kind of knew that he was a Christian. So she went and asked him, how to get rid of negative energy, is the way she put it. He introduces her to a pastor / preacher / bishop. She's like, I don't really know the word, but the person's name was Diane. She calls Diane and just explains, you know, kind of the relationship that she and Diane started to have. And this is very recent, obviously. This is just since January. She says, during my first meeting or second meeting with Diane, she opened up about her own beliefs, and she says she cracked open a very well-worn, well-loved Bible filled with highlights underlined and post-it tabs and started sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you can't save yourself, that the only way for you to be saved is to let go of yourself, ask for forgiveness, and believe in Jesus, that you can't work your way to heaven, that's it, that you just, your faith in Jesus is really all it is. That's what being a Christian is. And Diane explained this through walking through the Bible and scriptures. And Nicole Shanahan then says, I've always believed in God, like this character God, but I never really fully grasped the reality of evil or the devil, as she puts it. Growing up with a father who seemed overcome by his demons, I tried to avoid bad energy. He was addicted to alcohol and fall into manic madnesses and yelling rages, yelling profanities at the wall. He'd scream, laugh, cry, and wail in a single evening alone downstairs in our home in Oakland. I was taught that my father was a sick person, but I never seriously considered whether demons were real until recently. Honestly, my last year in politics changed that, learning just how far some will go to inflict atrocities on innocent Americans has shocked me awake. Other unexplainable events have also forced me to reconsider whether we are waging a war not merely with flesh and blood, but with spiritual forces. So, she says, goes on to say, demons certainly exist, and Jesus is our covenant with God to fight them, as I've realized. This is very quick. She just had this happen in January. I mean, this is like a radical transformation. I've long practiced meditative prayer, influenced by years of practicing yoga, studying Eastern religions, and engaging in personal development through programs like this and that. But now my prayers are directed toward Jesus. He is the bridge between us and heaven, our intercessor before the divine creator. And she goes into even more of her story here. She says she has a Jewish background, and her husband does too. And her husband immediately upon her conversion, well, she says, she got baptized actually, which is why she's sharing this. She just got baptized this week. And she says her husband did too. And her husband just immediately was like, whatever you're talking about, I want that. I think I've believed in Jesus for a while, but I couldn't put words to it or something like that. So it's just a really fascinating story, and really how quickly this has happened for Nicole Shanahan, the former vice presidential nominee for RFK. I'm just really interested to watch what happens in this woman's life. And the reason I'm sharing this in the end of the show is all the politics stuff we talk about is really important, of course. But as I say often, politics is downstream from culture. Many say that. I always add that culture is downstream from spirituality / morality. And if we're actually going to see major change in this country, which we are, we're seeing major change, the very tip of the spear right now. You're going to see it continue for 4 years. It needs to have a spiritual component to it if it's going to last. Because we can change politics, but we got to change the culture. We got to change the spiritual atmosphere in the nation. And that's what I'm praying for, is that this is all coinciding with God doing something pretty big outside of just what we can see. like she says in there, we're not really warring against flesh and blood. These are all spiritual forces. And so that is what I'm praying that God is really doing in the United States, because that's the stuff that ultimately matters and brings lasting change. Thanks for tuning in to Wiggins America this week, and get the podcast by typing in Wiggins America and hear the whole show.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.